sleepy, dusty, damp day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge.
It was 50 years ago today that this song, Ode to Billy Joe, was recorded by Bobby Gentry. She also wrote it from Chickasaw County, Mississippi, Bobby Gentry, who never had another hit quite like this one, and this is one of the greats of all time. And for those of a certain age and who live in this region, we remember it well. John Wirt was a young man in Richmond, Virginia when this was recorded, and the longtime music critic is with us. John Wirt, it certainly has stood the test of time.
Yes, yeah, 50 years ago, those of us who were listening to the pop radio, this was something so different and so arresting. The song, the details and the lyrics, and the characters, the family she talks about, the story she tells, it's really captivating story and song and music, and musically, you know, sort of country funk kind of thing. So that's interesting. Kind of reminds me of Tony Joe White from North Louisiana in that respect. So it's hard to forget that song, and it struck such a big chord in the summer of 1967, which was quite a summer for music. You know, the Monterey Pop Festival, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album was released, and the Beatles released the single All You Need Is Love. So the fact is that Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry followed the Beatles' All You Need to Love has number one. It knocked it out of number one in 1967. Yeah, it's, again, quite a...
Tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite.
Now, the song ranked number three for 1967. According to Billboard, number one was To Sir With Love by Lulu. Number two was The Letter by the Box Tops. And then there was Ode to Billy Joe. And those are great songs, but this one has stood the test, and it is heard quite regularly. And Bobby Gentry was always asked about the plot. And it's kind of like Carly Simon's song, He's So Vain. A lot of mystery about the song, John Wirt.
Yes, she would never divulge certain details, and she did give some explanations about why she wouldn't, and that she didn't really think it was about what was thrown off the Tallahatchie Bridge, because that's the big question.
What did Billy Joe and his girlfriend throw off the Tallahatchie Bridge? Now, the Tallahatchie Bridge also is an interesting place. I think it collapsed.
It may well have. It's, of course, it's a real place, and from what I've read in a recent article in the Washington Post, Bobby Gentry lives close to the Tallahatchie Bridge right now, about 2 hours away.
And doesn't do any media appearances any longer. Imagine what she could get if she went to casinos and performed this song right now.
Well, she did perform in casinos after the song was a hit. And so she worked in Las Vegas for
a long time,
quite a while.
And married the guy who owned Harris.
Right, one of the Harris guys.
Yeah, and was married three times, by the way, all lasting less than 1 year. There's got to be a story there. But the bridge did collapse, I see, in June of 72, and it was featured on the November 10th, 1967 issue of Life magazine, containing a photo of Bobby Gentry crossing the original bridge. But the song, like many others, it was originally intended as a B-side of a song, was it?
That's right. That's right. And as happens sometimes, DJs picked it up and started to play that, and that became the hit.
It became a huge hit, and it has relevance, as I said, to, I think, people of this region. It probably was extremely popular. I know I was a kid in Little Rock when it was recorded. In this part of the world, it was quite special. And a lot of people, John, have done it since then. We saw Roseanne Cash a few years ago perform this song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's been covered by many people. And Max Baer, who played Jethro Bodine, he actually made a movie about it.
1976, and Bobby Gentry was involved in that production. I think she co-wrote the script or was in production with it, something like that.
Well, it was based on a true story, according to the film, and even gives a date for Billy Joe's death, June 3rd, 1953. But there's some question as to whether that's valid. But nonetheless, Bobby Gentry, she was an amazing talent. She could sing and obviously write, played the guitar. She didn't have the kind of career many thought she would, and a beautiful voice.
Well, you're right. She's very talented. In fact, her Las Vegas shows, she was responsible for those shows, choreography and production, and she was the artistic vision over her own work out there in Las Vegas, and as she was in the recording studio, and there have been a few things written about her in very recent years, something in the Washington Post. There was a book about Bobby Gentry published in 2014, and unfortunately, the reporters isn't surprising, they were unable to reach her, and she wouldn't respond to their requests for interest for interviews.
Quite reclusive. Yeah. A question here about her duets with Glenn Campbell. Those were quite impressive as well.
Those were successful. Yeah. Yeah, she made an entire album of Glenn Campbell, and they worked together a good while.
Yeah, two great musicians and singers coming together. What, Dream Lover, that was one of them. All I Can Do Is Dream.
I'm looking to see. They had a few hits.
They had a few hits, I know. And they sounded exceptional together. Less of Me with Glenn Campbell. And Dream Lover. And I think there was one more. All I Have to Do Is Dream. So there you go. It was quite a duo with those two. And unfortunately, Glenn Campbell is dying with Alzheimer's and probably doesn't know much about what's going on in our world.
Did he pass away already?
Did he?
I think so.
Glenn?
Yeah.
I thought he was still with us. We'll have to look that one up.
Okay.
But John, you would know. But Bobby Gentry... why did she not go on to bigger and better things if there could be something bigger and better than Ode to Billy Joe?
In one of the stories I read recently, Rick Hall, the fella in Muscle Shoals, very responsible for some of the great productions down there. Bobby Gentry worked there in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and he said his theory apparently is that she didn't like the way she was treated in the music business. She wasn't treated fairly. She was a woman in a time when men dominated the business. And he thought she just had enough of the business. But she did. She did very well. She was a big success for a long time. But that is possible, that she just got turned off and went into other directions with her the money that she did make. And apparently she's very well off at this point and lives in a big house and... The house cost $1.5 million.
In Mississippi?
So she apparently did well.
Yeah, she did well. She'll turn 73 on July 27th. Ode to Billy Joe, 4 weeks number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Fourth here. Another one says third for 1967. But it was one of those crossover songs was on the charts in 67 and in 68. So it quite likely was the number one song when you add the attention it got in 1968. She also won Best New Artist and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance at the Grammys in 1968. So she was decorated for this song, as you might expect. And a listener notes that Glenn Travis Campbell, born April 22, 1936, is still with us. He has not passed away yet, but will be big news when Glenn Campbell dies and heroically has fought Alzheimer's.
He has a new album out as well.
Jimmy Webb, his songwriter for many of his great hits, was on Fresh Air with Terry Gross and talking about how he and Glenn often didn't get along with each other, but that he had come to respect him more in the last few years than at any other time. He performed in Marksville a few years ago, John, even as he was declining.
That was his farewell tour.
And he went all around the country and gave his best shot, and as you can imagine, he had some rough patches, but he is still Glenn Campbell. And I bet you remember his television show. Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour?
Right. It had a good run. It was a very nice music show, a variety show with an emphasis on music, and he had wonderful guests on there and so on. So, yeah, great show from that time. And Bobby Gentry had TV shows as well. Hers didn't last as long. She actually had a BBC program, and there's a very interesting duet with her and the Hollies, the British Invasion group.
1981.
I find those things on
when she